A hearty attitude, October 9th. Equipment for service. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Your service in the cause of God must be more hearty, full, and thorough. You cannot perfect a Christian character by serving God when you feel inclined to do so, and neglecting it when you please. Those who go forth in the Spirit of the Master, seeking to reach souls with the truth, will not find the work of drawing souls to Christ a dull, uninteresting drudgery. They are charged with a work as God's husbandmen, and they will become more and more vitalized as they give themselves to the service of God. It is a joyous work to open the Scriptures to others. Young men and women should be educated to become workers in their own neighborhoods and in other places. Let all set their hearts and minds to become intelligent in regard to the work for this time, qualifying themselves to do that for which they are best adapted. Many young men who have had the right kind of education at home are to be trained for service, and encouraged to lift the standard of truth in new places by well-planned and faithful work. As they unite their labors with those of the older workers, using their youthful energies to the very best account, they will have the companionship of heavenly angels, and as workers together with God, it is their privilege to sing and pray and believe, and work with courage and freedom. We are to give ourselves to the service of God, and we should seek to make the offering as nearly perfect as possible.